I'm Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic. I got a chance to speak with the actors from the movie Young King, which is about a young man named DeAndre who returns from the Iraq War and is trying to readjust to civilian life. But he just can't escape the trauma of war and increasingly becomes a threat to those he cares about the most, his family. Here's an excerpt of my interview with Vincent Washington, James Arthur Sims, and Kirby Griffin.
My first question is really around the fact that despite the trauma and the tragedy, there was love that permeated this in this film. And I'd really like for you guys to talk about that love aspect and how that helped you, how you approached it, given the tragedy and the trauma. I'm gonna have to start with Vincent.
Before filming even began, we wanted to express the love of a Black family. We wanted to hit that like constantly, like there is love in Black family. There is caring, there is support. And for DeAndre, I was coming from a point of view where it had to be stakes, and stakes meaning in the sense that the love of my father, the love of my mother, the love of my brother, the love of Fatima. That's what we want to hit on the head. The loss of love from DeAndre, and probably the loss of love of himself, because he did lose himself through this whole ordeal. And I believe we got that point across, and that's what we wanted to make a point about, the love of Black family. And I believe there's one scene at the dinner table that expressed that love. And my father had a moment when he came to the backyard, and that showed another expression of love. And constantly, it was spread throughout the film, and I'm proud of it.
And speaking about being the father, so James, if you could speak to that as well.
So a lot of what happens in these instances where military men and women go through these traumatic experiences, and there's, of course, this awful occurrence that usually happens, as you witness in the film. A lot of times people think, well, there was already some trouble there, or there were broken homes, etc. And that's not always the case. I mean, that may be the case in a few instances, but this film shows that you can have an awesome, well, tight bonded family, but still circumstances like this occur even in the best of circumstances. And again, here, you see that we have a tight-knit family for the most part. You know, everybody, we have family dinners on Sunday. You know, the father is definitely there for DeAndre in his time, obvious time that he's going through something. He sees this, but he just wanted to make sure that his son knew that he loved him, that he was there for him no matter what. And his mother loved him, even though it was, you hear me use a term in one of my conversations dialogue with, you know, my wife, that she's relentless on him, you know, but still it was out of love, because she wanted him to do well. She wanted him to bounce back from whatever it is that he was experiencing at the time. You know, he had the love of his girlfriend and definitely his brothers, you know. So we definitely want to show that not all occurrences, you know, were in broken homes, but that of love with full support.
Kirby?
As Fatima, I didn't have any other family. The last person that I was loving was, you know, domestically abusive. So when I came and DeAndre was the first person that I met, and he was showing me this gentle side and he was being understanding, obviously we fell in love. And to meet his family was just an extension of that. So I feel like that's why I just kept love at the forefront with him, because I wanted it to work. And I was just trying to hope that it wasn't the same situation that I had just got out of.
Your character actually had a light. Can you speak to that? Because you brought a beautiful light to your character.
I was actually trying to do that. So thank you. I was trying to not be a victim. You know, like I just wanted love from this guy. And I tried to keep that at the forefront. I didn't want to match his anger. I wanted to be the balance of that. So possibly I wouldn't have the same mistakes that I had in the last relationship.
To see the entire interview, go to reggieponder.com. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube @TheRealCritic. That's R-E-E-L. And I'll see you next time.